The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus was teaching in the temple area, he said, "How do the scribes claim that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I place your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son?" The great crowd heard this with delight. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So in order to understand today's gospel, we have to understand the backstory behind it. This gospel takes place between Palm Sunday and Passover, and it was during this time that the Pharisees and the scribes were asking Jesus a lot of questions to see if they could trip him up, to see how well he would do. Today, as they say, the shoe, or in this case, maybe the sandal, is on the other foot. And Jesus asked them a question. So let's get a little of the background story here to what was stated here. Jewish custom would never allow a father to call his son Lord. That just wasn't done. You would never elevate your child to that level of Lord. What was missing from the people is they were expecting the Messiah to be a great military leader, to be a great king who was going to free them from their oppression. That's what they were expecting. But here David says, "The Lord said to my Lord," and what he was referring to was the Messiah. So let me get this straight. So we have David, and the Messiah is supposed to come from David, but yet he's calling him Lord, because through the Holy Spirit, David saw that the Messiah was not only going to be a man, but was going to be equal to God. And thus the phrase, Lord. So that's the background story. The Jews kind of made the Messiah into what they wanted, what they expected. So I ask, have we ever done that to God? Have we ever made God into what we expect? Have we ever prayed? And we ask for, we asked for white. And when we didn't get the white, we thought, well, maybe God answered with black. And that's how we would think. But would we think that maybe God answered with blue? The Rolling Stones, the great philosophers that they might have been during their day, in one of their songs said, "You can't always get what you want, but if you look real hard, you just might find you get what you need." I ask that you today think about those times where you've asked God for something. You've prayed, you've contemplated, you've said, "This is what I want. This is my white." And when you didn't get it, you thought that God may have responded with a black. But maybe God responded with a blue. So look at these times. See if there was something where God didn't give you what he wanted, but God gave you what you needed.